And with that, let's move to our multi-part feature for the evening. And as I said, it is about violinists gone wild, the fiddle meets electronics. Later on in the show, we will be hearing a freeform visit. We'll hear excerpts of a freeform visit, Brandon Kennedy speaking and listening, most especially to the solo violin and track work of one Sage Cornelius, a relative newcomer to this area, although he has plenty of family here, coming in from Kansas some time ago, guy who plays on the street, but who also has some regular gigs. Tell you about those when we get to meet Sage Cornelius in just a little bit. We're also going to hear Parson Sisters with the radio premiere of a piece they call Techno Contra. And we'll hear about how the two Parson sisters put that one together. But first, let's hear someone who introduced me to the particular virtues of the violin and electronics here in town. And that is the educator, the actor, the musician, Rob Janov. Rob Janov has been doing a thing called electro looping for a while now. This recording you're about to hear comes from 4 years ago, a piece called Anne Marie. He has been, he has performed with other people, played in many different styles, but this has become one of his signature styles, and that is to use the loop machine to create multiple layers of sound over which he plays. So you're about to hear Rob Janov. Recorded, I think this was 4 years ago or so, maybe even a little bit longer. And as he is building the loop, if you listen closely, you can hear how he's taking full advantage of the percussive elements of the violin, both plucked and, I guess they'd call it, tapped with the bow before he begins to bow melodies proper. So with that beginning, let's jump back some years ago now, and hear the original piece performed electronic and solo by Rob Janov. It's called Anne Marie. Thank you. Janov. Remember that name? Rob with two B's, Janov, J-A-N-O-V. Easy to find online. You can search that name, or I think he's at robjanov.com as well, to find out about all the various projects he's involved in. And that includes his YouTubes, where some of this solo work is up. It also includes his work as the music director and improvisational performer of a thing called The Show. What else could you call a thing but The Show? The Show is put on by the Box Performance Space and Improv Theater, a regular event. So you can look for information on that from Rob Janov or from the Box Performance Space or The Show Albuquerque. Those are search terms that you can use. Find out more about where Janov is performing when he's not teaching acting, et cetera, et cetera. Our next performer, as we're going to be sort of ramping up the density level in terms of sound as we explore these various violinists and their electronics. The next is also a solo artist, but he works with pre-produced tracks, mixed tracks, and beats. Some he's created, some he's procured from fellow musicians. He's also someone who works more than occasionally busking on the streets of Albuquerque, and just recently has opened a regular performance every Friday and Saturday through February, right, at Hotel Albuquerque. And his name is Sage Cornelius. Just 10 days ago or so, he came by KUNM with Brandon Kennedy's Thursday Freeform. We're going to play you some performance and conversational extracts of that visit right about now. Take it away, Brandon.
Absolutely. And can you just start us off right off the bat with some music?
Yes, sir. Let's rock.
Thank you.
played in all kinds of different spaces, from busking on the streets,
yes, sir,
to performance halls, to bars. What's the difference as far as what you have to do to engage people on the street versus in a bar or in a performance hall where everybody's nice and polite and sitting down? And
for
you,
sure.
Maybe you want them to get up and kind of move them around.
Absolutely. I think that when it comes to engaging any type of audience, one of the biggest qualities I try to find in musicians is how can they reflect themselves? How can they be themselves in the moment? You know, because I think ultimately when people do art, it's a celebration of sorts. You know, it's a kid doing a kickflip on the sidewalk. It's a painter putting the brush on the canvas for the first time. That in itself is a celebratory thing. And it's self-reflective of them being themselves. And I think that people are walking around and everyone's kind of like in their own heads and we got our own little problems, our own little, we're in our little worlds. And when we come across someone that's expressing themselves, it's almost like that energy is like very, very tasteful. It's, you know, people are hungry for that. And I feel like that's why a lot of people go to live shows. So regardless whether it's like on the street I'm busking or like when it comes to performing in front of like a bunch of people, hundreds of people, it's shutting off the outside world. You know, not looking at how many people are watching or what do I look like, or, you know, in this moment, it's just kind of like shutting all that off and then just letting the music take you wherever wherever it wants you to go.
Yeah.
And then doing that, you radio off this really authentic energy, which is something that I've always like wanted for myself too. You know, I saw Flogging Molly when I was 17 years old and I was like, this is what I'm gonna do for the rest of my life.
And that was music in general, or that was specifically the violin when you saw Flogging Molly?
Music in general. Music in general. I started playing violin when I was 8 years old. I heard The Devil Went Down to Georgia. And ever since then, I was like, I want to learn that. That sounds awesome.
Well, that is a pretty wicked story with The Devil Went Down to Georgia. Not just the playing in that song, but like using music as to beat the devil.
Yeah, man. And it's also a really solid old school country rap.
It is. You know, that's true.
It's kind of funny to think
about
that.
Way before Old Town Road.
Oh, way before that, yeah.
And did you relate more to the devil as far as the plane?
I think I relate to both.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I let the devil come out at times, you know. It definitely doesn't take the whole stage, you know, or else, you know, my fans probably wouldn't stay on or anything crazy, something like that. But,
right.
You know, I really like The Devil Went Down to Georgia just because, like, you know, it has one aspect of, like, the very dark side of this instrument, you know. It is very evil. It sounded like, you know, like he had like an abandoned demons join in. It sounds something like this, dun, 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 you know, and then he starts out, you know, that scratching, you know, and it's just inhuman sounding. And then Johnny comes along and plays his solo, and it's like this righteous light almost, you know. It's like this gargantuan positive energy, you know.
I love it.
And it was just like to counter that.
Yeah.
You know, and ever since then it was just like, wow, this is a very dynamic instrument, you know. So like that's ultimately what drew me to it, made me want to learn it.
Yeah. All right. Will you pick up that violin again and give us a little bit more a taste of what's gonna be happening?
For sure.
In the studio with me today is Sage Cornelius. And you can check him out on YouTube. He's got all kinds of videos. And he's here in the studio with us today.
Before I play the sixth one, I just want to mention that the first beat I played was not my own beat. It was a beat produced by this guy named Troy Boy. He's a very, very popular beat producer. Love his music a lot. And that first one's called On My Own, which you can find on YouTube. This next one is called Space Mountain. And this is a composition of my own. So hope you guys enjoy it.
Thank you.
And there it goes. That is Sage Cornelius performing live on Thursday Freeform just a few weeks ago with Brandon Kennedy. Again, you can find his YouTubes all over YouTube, but you can also find him on Instagram. He goes by the title Rage Wit Sage. So Rage, W-I-T, Sage. You may also find him working out on the street, even in the cool weather. Streets of Albuquerque and where else. Also, you can find him on his cousin Defy's recent release. Is it called Holy Trails? I'm not sure if it's called Holy Trails, but the recent release from Defy, opening cut, includes Sage Cornelius on the electric violin. And now his ongoing performance series that will go through February, Friday and Sunday. Friday and Sunday, I don't have the times here. Fridays and Sundays at Hotel Albuquerque, San Isidro de Capilla at Hotel Albuquerque. Go to hotelabq.com. That's the one in Old Town. And find out more about when he is in performance. He will be in performance tomorrow. These are evening performances starting at 7:30 p.m. And we may have time for one more taste of Sage Cornelius music before we are all done. But let's go right now into our world premiere on tonight's Ear to the Ground. And it is the world premiere of a piece we're calling, or they're calling, Techno Contra Number One. This will be the very first time this has been heard on the radio, maybe only the third time it has actually been played, because it is a brand new project by the duo known as the Parsons Sisters. The Parsons Sisters are Miranisa Stewart-Tanco on violin for this studio recording and acoustic violin, and Clara Biom, who put together, basically she's running the laptop, she's running a number of beats that she's stitched together to create the 32-bar form that they're using for this performance. So Claire Biom on, we'll say, laptop, keyboard, and clarinet. And as they were talking to me during the setup, getting their gear plugged in, of course, it never fails to happen. Things will, like, fall down, make noise. And the two women were like, maybe we can process that one somehow. So let's jump right into the conversation. Then we'll hear the full piece, and then we'll come back to the conversation. So with Claire Biom and Miranisa Stewart-Tanco, they are the Parsons Sisters, and we're back in Studio C earlier this week. It's always good before an interview to go and make a lot of noise that you can sample and reuse later. And here we have, in one sense, a very unlikely duo to be doing that, and that is the Parsons Sisters. Parsons Sisters are Miranisa Stewart-Tanco.
Close.
Sorry. Give it to me right.
Miranisa Stewart-Tanco.
Miranisa Stewart-Tanco. And Clara Biom.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And you work as acoustic, strictly musicians in a bunch of different groups, but you're going to unveil for us a different side of this project in mm-hmm. just a little bit. So first of all, your bona fides here as musicians coming out of folk tradition, specialists in everything from contra dance to bluegrass to klezmer and contemporary composition. Am I sort of getting into mm-hmm. the neighborhood of where you two
getting
are?
Close to yeah. the very different galaxies that we explore, yes.
Okay, how do you cross these borders, or for a working musician in this area at this time, those borders don't exist?
Yeah, so that's a complicated question. We play specific genres because it's a tradition that you can grow from and continue to develop. But also, genres were kind of created just for marketing. So I like to blur the genres and mix things up, and I am increasingly just playing Clara's music, which is the mix of all those things, right? In the different bands, you put on, you know, you lean more in one direction. But I like to bring all sorts of the influences I have from other places, especially into my new projects, which includes Techno Contra, which we're about to talk about. And it just overlaps, and it's more interesting to me to blur the boundaries of genres.
Is that similar to your experience, Miranisa?
I tend to find more that the genres stay more separate, but for example, a fair amount of the music that I play in Silver String Band, I could play with Clara for our dance music because it's similar styling, and a lot of it comes from the same like American fiddling front porch kind of tradition. And, you know, I suppose the difference would be that we don't usually sing for contra dances. And Silver String is a lot of singing. But, like, yeah, for me, my bands tend to stay more separate, but they're all sort of in the same nebula, I guess.
Okay, well, in the same nebula, but maybe not to the same people. I imagine a klezmer audience or a folk dance audience is probably getting into bed about the time Silver String or Dust City gets on stage.
I did just have a midnight gig last Saturday, so that is not entirely false.
So this is exposing your work to you're going in understanding that you've got very different audiences from day to day, night to night, night to day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what possessed you to become a techno contra group and add all of these robots that we're about to hear?
So there's a really amazing duo out on the East Coast called Buddy System, and they do amazing acoustic work, but also they have, as far as I know, started the techno contra
genre. Is it a thing? Is it a thing?
Sort of.
To our knowledge, it's Buddy System and us are the only two bands that do live techno.
But it exists in other ways with, you know, recorded music, and I guess it's basically an excuse for contra dancers to wear fluorescent clothing and use glow sticks.
Well, let's kick it off and let's hear what this stuff really sounds like right now. So this is, you have a title of, we just call this piece number one for now?
Yeah. Sounds good.
Yeah, so what you'll hear is a whole string of fiddle tunes smashed together in a row. It's a medley. We've got some old time tunes and some Irish tunes.
Okay, buckle up. Thank you. Now, old time tunes, Irish tunes, you don't have visions of dancing robots when you're playing this, when you're playing this music and choosing those backing tracks.
I suppose I've seen real dancers too much to envision robots, but I could possibly change my visual here.
So and folks are going to get a chance in November to see this in action. So can you describe for me what it was like the first time you brought this out to a dance audience?
Yeah, so the first time we did it was in April. Basically, I crammed learning Ableton, the software that I use for it. And we had a handful of people come out, and we turned off the lights and got the glow sticks on and some flashing lights, and it was a really rockin' good time. Mm-hmm. We had our second one, which was a shorter one, down at Folk Madness in Socorro, which is the New Mexico Folk Music and Dance Society's annual contra dance camp. So this was only our third, and every time I'm getting better at the technology. This is all, I just was like, I want to do this. Let's set a date. And then I had to learn how to do it, as far as the tech is concerned. And so every time I'm learning more about the program and how to make it cooler.
as you were setting up, and what we should say that what we heard was live performance, and then you have either finessed, remixed, or even straight up created those electronic tracks. For
yeah.
That. Now, Clara, you had said that some of the early iterations were too MIDI for you, too throwbacky for you, and that you were gonna sort of take this problem on for right firsthand, right?
Yeah, so I was using a smaller version of the program, which didn't allow me to create my own sounds. And so it was really just the MIDI sounds that I could manipulate to a certain extent, but I couldn't create sounds from the get-go. And so in just the past, 2 weeks, I have learned how to use a different function in the program, which allows me to create my own sounds and adapt sounds that are already pre-made using that.
Mm-hmm. Now, when people see the performance, what they can't see in what you've just completed is that, Clara, you are at a keyboard and you're alternating between keyboard and clarinet.
Mm-hmm.
And you're operating and changing up these pieces seamlessly.
Yeah, so I'm running the laptop and the MIDI keyboard and then the regular keyboard. And for this set, just regular clarinet. But I love playing bass clarinet with this as well, live. And sometimes I sneak a little accordion in there, but we'll see.
Okay, yeah. But you're able to move moment to moment and sequence to sequence. I don't believe, Miranisa, that you stopped playing for more than that. At all.
Like half a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Claire and I have very different functions in this particular type of music that we create. Like, Clara puts in probably hundreds of hours before a performance, putting these tracks together, making sure they're polished and will run perfectly by themselves. And then she gets to sort of sit back and relax during the night of, whereas my job is to be the lead melody and the, you know, everything that's not backing track, basically.
Has she ever brought you a certain phase or figure and you go, no?
I don't think she'd let me. No, I mean, sometimes I will offer some input on, like, you know, this would sound better with a little less here, or maybe try this other sound in there. Like, I think that would go better with the particular chord progression, or, you know, the way the melody would go. Because, you know, I'm happy to improvise, but there are definitely certain feels to pieces that I want to preserve. And that being said, we've now played together for about a year and a half, and I think we tend to be more or less on the same page when it comes to how we want things to sound.
Mm-hmm. The next performance, so the November performance, let's
yes.
hear about that, because this will be public performance number 4. Well, I'm going to jump right in here because they were so enthused about this performance, they let you know how much it cost. And, of course, we can't do that except to say you can go to folkmads.org to find out about this next performance. That's Friday, November 8th, the New Mexico Folk Music and Dance Society. It is a benefit. Will be taking place at the Ox Dog Theater. That's Monte Vista, right near Girard, right near KUNM, in fact. And they will be in performance as Techno Contra, they being Clara Byam and Miranisa Stewart-Tanko. And we're hearing an alternate take of their Techno Contra number one in the background. Let me also remind you that in addition to her work with Techno Contra and with the Parsons Sisters, ParsonsSisters.com is where you can catch up with all this duo is up to. That's where you find out their performances. But as they said, they're part of other groups, including Silver String Band and Dust City Opera. Dust City Opera, where Clara Byam holds down the accordion and clarinet and other instruments. They will be making their Taos debut live at the Mothership at Taos Mesa Brewing, and that is on Saturday, November 9th, beginning at 8 o'clock. Stay tuned. Route 66, revving up the engine and ready to go. Leave you with another taste, the alternate take of Techno Contra 1.